closer. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Hold That Thought. My name's John Samuel with CJS Productions, and I'm going to be your host. I hope everyone enjoyed their holiday season. We had a great time spreading holiday cheer with friends and family. I'm not sure how you guys feel, but after the New Year's, I'm ready to get going. I take the last 2 weeks of the year, spend it with friends and family. I also take that time to contemplate on what I was able to accomplish that year, what I didn't get accomplished, and what I'm looking forward to accomplishing in the upcoming year. It's a great time to sit back and kind of get your head straight. Now, I know a lot of people don't like setting New Year's resolutions. I myself have never stuck with New Year's resolutions until the last couple of years. And the only reason I have been able to stick with those goals is because I've been running self-assessment tests. And I check in. I check in on my notebook. Where am I sitting? How am I doing? What can I do to reach these goals? Today, I'm going to share with you some life hacks that I have picked up that have helped me reach my goals, have helped me overcome obstacles that have been in the way. And the reason why we're doing this episode is because in episode 14, which is coming up very shortly with David Brimer, we're going to talk about how he accomplished all of his goals in 2017. And at the end of the podcast, I'll let you guys know exactly what he accomplished. But before we get started with these life hacks, I'm going to talk about one of my favorite things. And that is, of course, music. Music is just amazing. I like every form of music. I like almost all genres. One of the things I've been using when I get in a rut is I like to think about old lyrics or songs that I've come across. And every time I'm having a rough day and I'm just not making it through, I think about some lyrics from Outkast. And they go something like this. You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't let the days of your life pass by. You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high. That second line, don't let the days of your life pass by, is extremely powerful. So when I'm having a shitty day, I think about those lyrics. And it motivates me to take a step back, take a deep breath, and try to figure out how to overcome the problem. Music is extremely powerful. What was the song or the band that made you want to become a musician? When you're having a rough day, do you look for that band? Do you look for a specific song? Do you sing the lyrics in your head? Do you find a way to play it to help you realize that, hey, I'm set out to be a musician. I set out to play in a band. This is why I got started, and this is why I'm going to continue. Use that. Use music. It's worth it. Everything. We're surrounded by music every day, but sometimes we don't think about it that way. So here are three hacks that have greatly helped my journey, and I hope they will help you as well. I'm going to stay brief with each hack. If you would like to reach out and discuss any of them, feel free. I love talking. All right, check it out. Meditation is my first hack. Meditation and mindfulness. I started meditating a couple years ago. I struggled for the first year, could barely sit still for 2 minutes. kept working at it. I tried many different positions. The lotus position seemed to work best. I got up to about 7 minutes, and this is where I hit a plateau. I just could not keep the brain quieter longer than 7 minutes. But with anything you do, you need to stop and think about it. Is there a different way you can do it? So I came across walking meditation. And when I walk my dog in the morning, I meditate. And it has been amazing. Has really, really helped me. There are a million different benefits to meditation. The benefits for me, that has helped me focus better. It has helped me become more mindful of my surroundings, which has increased my situation awareness. And the ultimate, the two best parts is that I've been able to connect the dots, whether it's personally or physically or metaphysical. I've been able to connect things together, why I've done things for a certain period of time. But I think the best attribute to my meditational journey has been that it has given me a chance to respond instead of react. It has put my emotions in check. So if I'm discussing politics or discussing anything, and previously I would be very heated on a certain subject, and I reacted. And reacting is not good. You want to respond. You want to take a time, minute, you want to think about it. So I don't get upset. I take a second, and I respond to things. I don't react to things. There are lots and lots of benefits to meditation. I recently just did a podcast on Restoration Podcast. It's a church that my family goes to, Restoration Church, and I'm great friends with the pastor, even though I rarely go to church because of my work schedule. But this podcast is pretty cool. He talked to me about 45 minutes about my meditational journey. So I will add that in the show notes. If you want to look deeper into meditation, if you want to talk to me about it, feel free to reach out. The second life hack that I have used that has greatly helped me is my gratitude journal. At the end of each day, I take 5 minutes and I write 3 things that I'm thankful for. At first, I thought this was silly. Then I realized a lot of people did it, and I pushed myself to do it, and it's phenomenal. And the reason why it's phenomenal is because you will stop thinking negative. You will squash those negative thoughts in your head, and they'll just slowly start going away. At the end of the day, take your journal and write 3 things that happened to you during the day. Had a great time with my wife. Had fun with the kids. Was able to accomplish some stuff off my to-do list. Wrote a new song. Whatever it is, write those down. The following day, you will wake up and you will look throughout the day for things to add into your journal. So you will no longer be looking for negative stuff in your life. So when that asshole cuts you off in traffic, you're going to let it go. Because you don't want to record that. Who wants to read back in a journal that someone cut you off? I sure as hell want to read back in my journal that I finally finished a blog post, or I posted a podcast, or I helped someone record a song, or whatever the circumstance. I want to read that. I want to go through the notes. I don't want to read about some asshole who cut you off. It is amazing. It will make you powerful. It will make you stop thinking negative. And it's so simple. We were in Orlando, heading to Disney World, and there was a ton of traffic. I looked over on the left-hand side of the road, and I said to myself, I'm very thankful that my commute is easy. I didn't say anything negative about the traffic. I just said I'm very thankful that my commute is easy. That's something I could record at the end of the night, something I'm grateful for. You won't look at the negative. Only look at the positive. And if you want to accomplish goals, you got to get that stuff out of your head. There's a doctor and his name's Dr. Amen, and he calls them automatic negative thoughts. And automatic negative thoughts. And the more you practice gratitude journaling, the more you practice mindfulness meditation, you'll realize that those negative thoughts, that negative self-talk, is going to start washing away. Keep practicing. My third hack is working out. I'm no workout guru. I love the paddleboard. I do actually like going to the gym because now I'm starting to challenge myself. My first couple years, I kind of just sat around and rode the exercise bike, and I had to listen to my wife call me out on it relentlessly. But I go to the gym, work out, work up a sweat. If you don't like going to the gym, that's cool. Find something, do some push-ups, do some sit-ups, go for a jog, go running, work up, and start sweating. Get your mind off everything. Those three things have really helped me keep focused. And in this world where we're constantly logged in and constantly scrolling, you have to take a mental break. And those three things require zero Wi-Fi, zero internet. My next guest in episode 14 is David Brimer. I interviewed him in episode 2. He is one of my favorite people to talk about the music industry with because he's willing to grow. He works his ass off at getting better. In 2017, he played 108 gigs. This included a tour from Connecticut to Georgia. Some of these gigs were tribute bands, which included the Beatles tribute, a Jimi Hendrix tribute, a Tom Petty tribute, and the Rolling Stones tribute. He also released his first all-jazz album. He also released 2 EPs and a single. He wrote a screenplay that was voted a finalist on 13whore.com. It's a huge screenplay contest, and he was voted as a finalist. He also wrote a novel, and he was able to do all that with getting married. That is just amazing. The guy produces and produces. He gets up wicked early. I know that if I'm up at 6 o'clock and I text him, he's up and going. I'm really excited about this episode because he is going to jump into what he accomplished over the year and how he was able to accomplish. In the meantime, check out his latest jazz fusion album, which is completely badass. It's called Mulberry. And I will add the link at the end of the show notes. Check it out. It's really, really cool. You're going to love it. I hope you found this episode beneficial. I hope that you guys will dig in deep and set some goals for 2018, run some self-assessment tests to make sure that you are on track with your goals, and get out there and do it. My name's John Samuel with Hold That Thought, and I'm signing off. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Life Hacks on Hold That Thought. I hope you found this episode extremely beneficial. I'd love to hear your feedback. Send us an email at cjsevents1@gmail.com. If you like this podcast, do us a favor and subscribe to it so we can get our message out there. You can also follow us on Twitter at HoldThat77. Thanks for tuning in. I'm John Samuel, and I'm out.